Well, I'm delighted to say I'm joined on the line by our athletics correspondent, Patsy McGonigal. Patsy, another busy weekend with the Ulster Novice Cross Country Championships as well as the Remembrance 10K.
Yes, indeed. And Finn Valley's been busy over the weekend, as I said, it would be last weekend. And yesterday, in the rain at times and the wind and so on, we had the Ulster Novice and indeed the Ulster Underage Uneven Ages. And big Donegal interest, of course. Big, big entry indeed from throughout the nine counties of Ulster. 1,200 athletes entered. So you can imagine it was a busy, busy day. Throw all the spectators in on top of that. So it was a busy spot. Basically, the major, a couple of major stories, but the major story that I'm coming to you with today is the novice men. The race itself was won by Sean Mullarkey from Derry, but a great performance in the last lap from Declan Ferry of the Rosses brought him into second to beat John Joe Doherty of Finn Valley. That was a brilliant, brilliant, brilliant individual battle throughout the race. Mullarkey really is a class act, and I don't think any of the boys were ever going to beat him. But then it all came down into that second and third medal, and it was a really run for the finishing pen between Declan Ferry from the Rosses and indeed John Joe Doherty from Finn Valley. And Declan Ferry got there in the end with a very, very impressive second spot, with John Joe third. But the big story then for Declan Ferry was he was leading a Rosses team that was to win the Ulster Novice team title. Now that's pretty impressive from the Rosses. It's probably their best team result ever at Ulster level, and well done to them. And that team, it's very important to name them out because it will become history as the years roll on. Declan Ferry led them, of course. Shane O'Donnell was in that scoring team. Fergal McGee was there, and indeed Noel Diver. So that was your scoring four. Rosses winning it, and Rosses winning it from other Donegal clubs. So it was a clean sweep from Donegal clubs. Letterkenny got in for second, and Milford got up for third. So Rosses, Letterkenny, and Milford, the team story with an individual victory for the Derry lad. But big, 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 big deal for the Rosses. Really, really impressive from the Rosses. Then we go to the Women's Novice. Nothing particular to add to the story there in the overall context. Eimear Gormley of Letterkenny finished fourth. She was the best of the Donegal contingent. No team medals there for any of the Donegal clubs, but Eimear Gormley, a really battling performance, finished fourth. Under 19 boys. Well, Finn Valley were really battling throughout, and Sean McGinley was their lead runner. He took a bad fall with about two laps to go, and that really knocked the wind out of him completely, but he still hung on for second spot to lead a Finn Valley team to team victory, with Oisin Toy in there finishing third. Dermot Keogh was in fourth, and then they were backed up by Alton McMenamin. They won from the County Down Club Burren by just the 1 point. So it was really, really close, which wasn't evident out of the field, but that's what it came down to. 1 point victory for Finn Valley and the under-19 boys. And you know, when you look down the results, it was a brilliant underage day for Finn Valley. They put eight teams through to national finals. I'm going to tell you the story of some of those teams in a moment, but eight teams qualifying for national finals out of yesterday for Finn Valley. So they're nearly back to what they were in the really, really, really class days going back to the 70s and 80s. And that was a very, very impressive performance from Finn Valley overall yesterday. Of the 17 girls, I have it here in front of me. Eimear McCarron, Finn Valley, was the best of the Donegal contingent. She finished fifth. Nothing to report other than that in that race. And the under-19 girls, well, again, Finn Valley were the team winners, led by a battling performance by Nuala Boss. Really, really, really put it up to everybody and got in the mix and really battled it out. And for a little small girl, she really was impressive. And she came third to lead that team, as I say, to victory, with Carol Laverty in fourth, Sarah Bradley in fifth, and Eimear O'Brien in ninth. An impressive, impressive team that can make a big impact come nationals. Under 15 boys, well, the story here was really about two things. Mark Galvin of Letterkenny was the best of the Donegal contingent. He finished third. Impressive from Mark. And the team story here was St. Michael's and the Skilling winning the team. Letterkenny got into second, and Finn Valley got into third. So that was it. Good result for the two East Donegal clubs there. Under 15 girls, well, only to report there that Emma Bonner from Letterkenny was 10th, and Anna Russell from Letterkenny was 11th. Under 13 boys, again, Finn Valley were in scintillating form, winning the team here with Shane McNulty really stepping up to the mark. You know, all training indications did not indicate that this man was going to lead the team, this young boy was going to lead the team, but he became a man in a big way there, because he really returned a gutsy performance to lead Mark Alexander, Joshua O'Donnell and Mark Wilkinson to a team victory over Armagh. So they were pretty happy about that. Under 13 girls, well, this is a story in itself, because Finn Valley not only won the team here, but they also got second team. So they have a really, really, really big squad there, a really massive squad, and in depth they're strong. So Finn Valley won, Finn Valley 2 and the Rosses 3. That's Finn Valley scoring team, Niamh McGlinchey, Nia Byrne, Adrian McGlinchey and Amy Michael Carr. But the best of the Donegal athletes in the race came from Letterkenny, Fiala Houston from the Rosses finished in third. Under 11 boys, well, individually, second Oisin McBride from Cranford and third Evan Ward from the Rosses. And we had a Finn Valley team here and Letterkenny team in the medals, so well done there. And on the under 11 girls, Finn Valley taking the team victory there, with Sarah Gilligan, Kiefa McElhenney, Katie Lynch and Abby Lyons, the scoring team. And the other big standout individual performance of the day came under 15 boys as well, which I just had missed it on the sheet there, was Caelan McFadden from Cranford. He ran a really outstanding race individually to win the under 15 boys. Really outstanding. He had a lot to spare. He showed great emotion at the finish. And, you know, Caelan from Creasla has obviously maintained everything that he had at under 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, under 15 now. So nice to see a boy coming through all the ages and doing so well. So that was the story yesterday. Well done to the Finn Valley Club. They put on a great show, and, you know, a good, obviously the home club were particularly strong, but there are good, strong Donegal clubs too going south to Kilkenny in a few weeks' time for the Nationals. Remembrance 10K this morning, beautiful morning out there. Gary Slevin from Foyle Valley in Derry was the winner in 31:59. Owen McGinley followed him home, he's from Letterkenny. And in the women's, it was Katrina Devine, the ladies' winner, and in the wheelchair category, Carol Doherty was the winner there. In and around over 400 entered, but something like 350 or something finished if you didn't turn up. But that's rather more encouraging than the numbers that have been turning out for races since the COVID restrictions have been eased, because the numbers had not come back into the local races. But this is rather more encouraging with 400 plus entered, and hopefully that's an indication that there will be a better return week by week as things hopefully get back to normal. So that was the story of a very busy weekend, and obviously next weekend we're back at Finn Valley again. As I said last weekend, just for forewarning everybody that the activity is pretty much all there. Next weekend it's going to be busy again. Donegal Senior Cross Country Championships and the relays under 9, 11, 13, 15 and 17 relays, and the Donegal County Board promoting that, of course, at Finn Valley next Sunday. So there'll be a big crowd for that. There'll be a lot of teams in the relays particularly, which proved very, 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 very exciting last time it was held, which it was now a couple of years ago. So exciting days ahead. An exciting weekend just gone, and Donegal was alive and well this weekend in terms of athletics.